I've talked to you about writing a book. Are you going to write a book?
Well, I'm working on some things, not along these lines. I don't see this as a book. I mean, this is just remembrances.
Right.
I'm just going to put it down for the paper and maybe my family. Now, I'm working on some things. I may do just a little collection of short stories. You know, I've written hardly anything longer than 1,500 words most of the time, so that's kind of my inclination. You know, it's like Mark Twain said, I had to write a long one because I didn't have time to write a short one. And that's kind of the thing. My friend Alex would come puff in a lot of times and said, well, I had to write a long editorial, said I didn't have time to write a short one. It's much harder to take something long and boil it down and make it say something in fewer words. But I spent all my years trying to do that. I didn't always succeed, so it's kind of hard now to expand on things. Although I'm working on that, I think going to flesh out some incidents by making up some dialogue.
Could you take some of your editorials and use them in a book and then write the lead up to them and reaction thereof? And
might do that, but boy, that requires a lot of work. I mean, I've got all the columns I've written since 1981. My secretary's put them all on DVD for me. I can go back and see all those, but some of them are pretty embarrassing. There are some things like the ad valorem thing and so on. It probably would be worthwhile. I've been urged to do that. Matter of fact, the University of Oklahoma Press contacted me about that, but I just haven't been able to get really enthused about it. Maybe I should. I don't know. So far, I haven't been retired long enough to get to want to do something. It seemed like I'm on vacation, you know.
You retired at what age?
70. Well, this last January when I fully retired.
You were copy boy at 17 years old. Never in your wildest dream as a copy boy that first day.
No. Matter of fact, I wrote a column about this in the year 2000. The night that I was hired in, Lee Earhart, either he asked me or it was on the little questionnaire that they had me fill out. I have no idea why. They wanted to know the year in which I would be 65. I was from Sand Springs High School, so I could cipher. So I figured it out real quick. I'd be 65 in the year 2000. Old Lee turned to Sid at an adjoining desk, and he said, Sid, this boy won't be 65 till the year 2000. And they had a big laugh about that. I mean, the two old guys, you know. And I remembered that, so when 2000 rolled around, I recalled that and said, my God, where'd the time go? People just forget that 50 years goes by real quick. We're lucky if we plan for 2 years ahead. That's probably the single most politically intractable problem, is that how do you get people to tax themselves, for example, today for something it won't pay off for 20 years? Take schools, for example. You pay an increased tax to finance early childhood. Society won't benefit from that for 15, 20 years, probably. And President Obama, you know, is looking at that right now. How do you get people to cough up money right now? Like energy, for example. You put money in solar energy and windmill energy and all that sort of thing. A lot of investment, and it'll be a long time, years, before it really pays off. Excuse me, I'll start preaching right in an editorial there before too long.
Well, this has been fun.
My friend Adwin says you have to be about two-thirds Baptist preacher to be an editorial writer. Chuck Saturday used to say a secret to being an editorial writer is to come to work in a white heat and then get angry.
Thank you.
Well, my privilege. I hope I've brought up a few names that don't want to forget them, because every one of them were people who worked hard and were characters in their own right.
Well, this will be on a website that people can click on and hear it for years and years to come. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.